Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, guys, I know that normally we don't have a podcast on Thursday, but today is a very special occasion.
We're talking to
Santa!
Santa!
We know Santa.
We know him.
And we got him on Wind Down. So excited, about to talk to him. Jolie is here with us too, so she's going to ask him some questions. We have some questions that you guys submitted. So I'm so excited to talk to Santa.
Let's get him. Let's get him on.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho. Let's do it.
Hi, it's Santa. How are you?
Good, Santa. How are you doing? It's Mike and Jana.
I'm doing fantastic. Getting ready for the holidays.
Oh, I love it. We're so excited that we're recording this live on stereo with you.
Wonderful.
This is so awesome. Where are you at right now, Santa?
Oh, I'm at the North Pole. We're getting all the toys ready, and boy, we're running around here like crazy.
Aww.
How are you dealing with this whole, pandemic there, Santa? Are you, staying responsible with all of that?
Oh, sure. We're way up here at the North Pole. There's not too much of an issue, but our closest neighbors are down in Canada. No, but we're taking all the precautions. We're being really safe and keeping things clean and doing everything that's been asked of us.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the stereo app with us and kind of letting people hear what you've been doing. How have you, how does Mrs. Claus help out with, the month of December going into this season?
She runs the entire show. Oh, boy, listen, I couldn't do it without her. Not at all. I'm telling you, she runs a tight ship around here.
I bet she does. Now, let me ask you this. I've always wondered, does Mrs. Claus get a Christmas present as well?
Oh, sure she does. Sure. We usually don't open them till later. Oh, every now and then, at Thanksgiving, we'll open one gift because I'm busy on Christmas. So, I'm tired. I got to rest up after that trip.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jolie Ray, come here, honey. I got a surprise for you.
There's someone on the phone that wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
You want to see Jolie Ray, this is Santa. How are you? How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, are you all ready for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me too. Have you been good this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Have you been brushing your teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Have you been helping Mommy clean your room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Will you tell Santa? Can you say Santa and tell him what you want for Christmas?
A dragon toy.
Tell Santa, baby.
A dragon toy.
A dragon toy.
Okay, and what else?
What does Jace want?
Tell him about your little brother.
What kind of toys does your little brother like?
A rocking woody toy.
A what?
A rocking toy.
Rocking toy.
Oh, how about dinosaurs? Huh?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Is there a question that you want to ask Santa?
What's your favorite color is Santa?
Oh, let's see. I would imagine. What do you think my favorite color is? Let me ask you that. What do you think Santa's absolute favorite color is? What color is my suit?
Red.
That's right. What color is Rudolph's nose?
Red.
That's right. What is the color in a candy cane other than white?
Red.
That's right. Red's my favorite color.
Wow. Oh my goodness, it's so crazy.
How cool is that?
Hey, will you tell them about the elf that Santa that was sent here?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about him. Tell them about JoJo.
JoJo, your elf on the shelf?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how's JoJo doing? He's been supposed to call me. I want to check in with him. My elves are supposed to check in with me. And I wanted to talk to JoJo and see how things are going.
Okay. tell him where he was this morning.
Was he riding a reindeer?
Are you being JoJo sad? Was riding a reindeer? Oh, she is so happy right now, Santa, to talk to you.
I have that effect on everyone, not just kids, adults too.
I wonder if Santa eats hot chocolate for dinner with peppermint.
Eats hot chocolate for dinner?
With peppermints.
Oh, you know what? I love hot chocolate. And I like those peppermint sprinkles on top. If you take your candy cane and you crush them up and you could sprinkle a little of that. But first, I like to put a little whipped cream in there or a marshmallow. But I got to watch my sugar intake.
Oh, yeah. We all have to watch our sugar intake for sure. I mean,
Santa, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, boy. I like all the oldies. I'm sort of old-fashioned, you know. So I like Jingle Bells and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and songs like that. Frosty the Snowman is probably my favorite. You know that song?
Yes.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman.
Jolie, we're talking to Santa right now on the stereo. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's probably my favorite song, Frosty the Snowman.
Do you have any other questions for Santa? Any more? How about ask Santa what he wants for Christmas?
Not yet.
I do it? Okay. Santa, Jolie wants to know what you want for Christmas.
A nap.
Santa wants a nap for Christmas.
That's right. I want a nap.
I don't blame you, Santa. Here, we have another question. Let's play it.
Santa, how many elves do you have and what are their names?
Oh, how many? I lost count. You know, those elves are so shy and they move so quick that every time I turn on the lights, they're just running every which way. You know, I lost count. And, there's too many to name them all. What's your favorite elf name?
Jojo.
Oh, wonderful. That's a beautiful elf name.
Hey, Santa, do you have any confessions about, like, when you come down the chimney or like, have you ever gotten stuck before or have you accidentally forgotten a present? Like, tell us some confessions.
Oh, well, I have gotten stuck before and that was hysterical trying to get me unstuck. And, I don't want to get stuck too often because I've got a tight schedule to keep. Yeah. And one time I started to go down the chimney and they forgot to shut the fire off. And oh boy, I was getting a little toasty in a Santa suit, I'm telling you. So what happens then is I have a magic key, you see, that I carry with me. And that magic key is only magic on Christmas Eve. And it allows me to unlock any door. You see, some kids don't have fireplaces. So I have to get the presents in and under the tree somehow. So I use my magic key and that allows me in and that way I can be quiet and deliver the presents for the good boys and girls and I can leave and it's all good. It also starts the sleigh.
Wow.
About that last part.
What a cool key. We have another question here on the stereo app. I'm going to go ahead and play it for us.
Hey, Santa, can I have a kitty for Christmas? Plus, Santa, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to eat our cookies even though it's a pandemic? I have another question for you. Are you going to wear a mask when you come to our house on Christmas? That's all the questions I have for you. Goodbye.
Well, you know, I have one of these face shields that I use and then I put a mask too because you see it helps me stay warm. Usually it's cold out and I need to stay warm. Not only to protect myself, I want to stay warm. And the cookies, it's up in the air about those cookies now that you mentioned. I hadn't thought about that. And what was the other question? Oh, you wanted a teddy bear? Well, I have to
kitty.
A kitty cat.
Oh, a kitty cat. I thought you said a teddy bear. A kitty cat? Well, I don't generally have animals ride in the sleigh because it's dangerous. We're pretty high up and those cats can get around there and I know they can hold on, but I don't know where I would put a cat or a puppy or anything like that in that sleigh. It's full of toys. I have to concentrate on dealing with toys. Now, if you wanted a kitty cat or a little puppy or something, you better run that through mom and dad. And well, maybe I have a great idea. Maybe if mom and dad are agreeable, you could go down to an animal rescue place and maybe adopt one. That would be a wonderful idea. And that would be a win-win-win all the way around.
What a good idea, Santa. What do you do in the summertime? Do you like the summer?
Oh, I do like the summer. I like to go fishing and Mrs. Claus and I like to go on hikes and we love the outdoors and summertime's nice because it's not so bone cold.
I'm curious, Santa, and by the way, for all of you listening right now, this is Jana and Michael and Jolie, and you're listening to Wind Down recorded live on stereo. But I was just curious. So for the non-believers out there, because I have a few friends and some older friends that don't believe in Santa. So how, I know, and it breaks my heart because there's obviously a Santa Claus because we're talking to him right now. So what do I do to help them believe?
One I tell for the older kids is that, remember, Santa is as real as your imagination will allow.
Wow. We got some more questions here. I'm going to play on the stereo app for us, Santa.
Okay.
How old are you, Santa?
I get asked that all the time. Let me tell you, I'm as old as the hills, but not as old as the rivers.
Well said.
Hi, Santa. It's Chelsea. This year for Christmas, I want a puppy. Also, I was wondering, what is your favorite type of Christmas cookie? Bye!
Oh, a puppy. We just covered that. But listen, you better run a puppy or a kitty cat or anything like that. You better run that by mom and dad. And then they can write me a letter up at the North Pole. And we'll discuss that, okay? Because remember, pets are a lot of responsibility. Some people, you know, they don't realize how much time commitment is involved in a pet. So you better run that one by okay? And what was the
That's
other
probably
question? A... kind of cookie? Well, I have two favorite kinds of cookies, homemade and store-bought.
I can't believe we have the Santa Claus on Wind Down on the stereo app right now. How lucky are we? Let's get some more questions to you, Santa. I know they're just piling up.
Hey, Santa. What's the best gift for your boyfriend this year?
Oh, well.
Keep it clean, Santa.
Well, let's see. Well, what? First of all, you got to find out what he likes. You know, does he like sports or music or reading? And then that's probably the best way to start trying to figure out what he or she might like, depending, you know, who you're giving the gift to. So, you know, if they're really into sports, you know, you might want to think about tickets to a ball game or if that's out of your budget, maybe give them a baseball or find out what they like first and go from there. Okay.
Great advice, Santa.
Hey, Santa, what do you and Miss Claus do when you guys have relationship problems? When you guys fight?
Oh, you know, we've been together so long. We have a good understanding. You know, it's like anybody. If you're feeling like you're not agreeing with somebody, the best thing to do is just go in the other room and time will pass. Let some time pass. And then everything seems to work itself out. But Mrs. Claus and I have a wonderful relationship. And I pretty much just stay out of her way.
Because women are always right. Right, Santa?
Oh, let me tell you. The first thing you youngsters need to learn is, honey, yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
That's Santa, right. I love you. Brilliant.
Those are my go-to words. Yes, dear. Right away, dear.
Y'all heard that first here on the Stereo app with Santa. Let's get some more questions.
Sure.
Is there coronavirus in the North Pole?
Oh, I don't think it has any barriers anywhere. So, you know, we don't get a lot of people up there, so we're a little protected. That's called social distancing into the extreme. And it's really cold up there. I'm not sure if the coronavirus would live up there, but, you know, we all have to do our part. That's the important thing. It doesn't matter where it is because you can't see it. So you always have to assume, you know. So, you know, don't let your guard down. How about that?
Smart.
Very smart, Santa.
Hi, Santa. It's Roxy. I have a question for you. What's your favorite thing to do in the summertime? Thanks. Also, something I really want for Christmas is a miniature horse.
Oh, a miniature horse. Do you have a helmet? Well, if you have a helmet, anything you kids, either, you know, bicycles or skateboards or horses, I want to make sure that you wear your helmet, okay? That's very important. You know, Mrs. Claus in the summer and I love to get out to the outdoors. And you kids, too, you get outside and get some fresh air and sunshine. It's good for you. I like to go fishing, and we like to, like I said before, we like to hike around on some of the trails, and we like to go down by the river, and we have a little picnic basket and a blanket, and Mrs. Claus will sit there, and we'll have a little picnic down by the river, and sometimes if I get a chance, I'll do a little fishing.
Hey, Santa, do you guys have any pets besides the reindeer?
Have pets? Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of animals running around at the North Pole. We have a lot of cats, and they help us keep the mice down around. You know, we got, when you have large animals, if you live on a farm, you'll know that a kitty cat it's worth its weight in gold around the stables, because the little mice come in and they try to look for the food. And so the cats chase them away.
Our daughter, Jolie, has another question. Go ahead, sweetheart. What was your question?
No.
You don't know? Okay. We'll go to another one.
Santa, I got to know, boxers or briefs? That's the question on my mind.
Well, that's an interesting question. And I think the only one that can answer that truthfully is Mrs. Claus.
Hi, Santa. My name is Krista, and I am asking for Christmas for somebody to please give me 5 new washers and dryers, since I have 7 kids, and the one I have, the one washer, the one dryer, isn't cutting it. So if I could get 1 more set or 5 more sets, that's what I'd like for Christmas.
Well, listen, I'll put a good word in for you with the elves, okay? And I'm sorry you've got so much laundry to do. I know that's awfully time-consuming. But let me tell you something. In the old days, all we had was a washboard and a tub, and we had to go down to the creek and fish out the water and pour it in a bucket and heat it up and then take this washboard and scrub the clothes up and down on the washboard. Oh, that was the old days, and thank goodness there's washer and dryers now, but I feel your pain, boy. Doing laundry is a real chore.
What's up, Santa? It's me, Bella, and what I want for Christmas is, oh, and I'm 15, a boyfriend.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, your best chances for getting a boyfriend is maybe get involved in some after school activities and sports and or maybe through your church or wherever, you know, someplace where you're going to meet some nice boys. Okay. You want to meet boys that are of good character. All right. And don't just settle for anything now. Okay. You aim that bar really high. All right. And maybe some events that your mom and dad could take you to, like maybe church functions or dances or things like that are supervised by your parents, and you might meet a very nice boy.
Santa, how has global warming affected the North Pole?
Oh, well, I don't have to wear as many glares. No, it's all kidding aside. Well, it is a serious issue, and you know, we have to address that, and we all have to do our part and try not to pollute the planet and you know, keep things green and keep things beautiful. If we all pick up, if we all do our part, you know, and pick up and everything, our trash or anything like that, and just clean up, keep our planet tidy. That's important. You see, we're all on this little planet all together. So we have to be good stewards of the land.
I love it, Santa. And just to, we're getting some more listeners piling up now. So just to remind everybody, this is live wind down episode with Mike and Jana, and we're talking to the one and only Santa Claus. Our daughter Jolie Ray is here with us, listening to every word. Aren't you super excited, baby? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get some more questions.
Oh, it's so good to be
I would like to know if you wear the same outfit every year or if you get a new one each year.
Oh, well, you know, well, I have a whole wardrobe and everything in that closet is red. Oh, well, Mrs. Claus keeps me pretty stocked up in that department. Luckily, I don't have to think too much. And I have kind of my go-to suit that I wear at Christmas. And do you know why I wear red at Christmas? Do you know why? So I don't get lost in the snow while drinking my Coca-Cola.
Santa, besides Christmas, what is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Oh, probably Thanksgiving. Oh, I sure like that turkey. Oh, it's so good. And oh, with all the trimmings and some gravy and mashed potatoes and some carrots. Oh, the reindeer, they like carrots too. Oh, that Thanksgiving, I think, just because I like to eat, and you could probably tell I'm getting too fat.
You're making me hungry, Santa. Let me ask you this. Are you and the Easter Bunny good friends?
Oh, sure. And the Tooth Fairy.
Really?
Sure we are. We all get together and play cards.
I'm curious. Oh, what kind of card games do you like, Santa? We love cards over here.
Oh, Go Fish and Rummy and things like that.
Have you ever played Euchre, Santa?
No, I haven't. Is that a new game?
Oh, you got to try Euchre. It's one of the best games out there. I'm from Michigan, and so we love to play Euchre. It's okay. Really good. You how just got to get
it? I'm going to look it up. How do you
Euchre. It's hard to learn at first, but it's so much fun. So you're going to need Mrs. Claus. You need four players. So you're going to have to get two of your elves and then Mrs. Claus to play with
I'm
you.
Sure I can wrestle up a few elves, especially if we put a couple of dollars on the game, huh?
Yes.
Those rowdy elves.
Okay, hey, Santa, how do you get to all the houses in just one night?
Oh, well, you know, I have been doing this for so long, I'm getting pretty good at it. But you know, it's like sports or music or dance or anything you put your mind to. Listen, those sorts of things take practice, and we all have to practice. And the more you practice, the better you get. And let me tell you, when I first started doing this, I wasn't that great. You know, I had some issues, but I kept trying and I kept trying, and eventually I got it right, and it became easier and easier and easier. So you kids, man, don't give up. And if you like something like sports or playing the piano or singing, you just keep at it. You keep practicing until you get it right. And eventually it'll become second nature, and you can do anything you want if you set your mind to it, but you have to practice too.
Santa, did you always want to be Santa Claus when you grew up?
Well, I didn't have a choice. I was Santa Claus. I didn't have a choice.
Santa, where you get the elf from?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question, sweetie.
She asked, where do the elves come from? Where do you get the elves from?
Oh, there's a whole little elf village up here at the North Pole. and they all have their own little houses and their families, and oh, they're just running around everywhere. They've been up there a long time. And they're all really friendly, you know. You should come up to the North Pole sometime and visit, but bring a jacket. It's cold up here.
Santa, what made you choose the North Pole over the South Pole?
There's too many penguins down at the South Pole.
Oh, those penguins, they can get rowdy, can't they?
Oh, they can, and they make a mess.
Hey, Santa, where do you get your magic from?
Oh, my magic? I'll tell you how I get my magic. I have all my elves in the springtime. We go out to all the flowers and we collect the pollen. You see, the elves collect the pollen. And then they bring the pollen back to me and I put them in a little jar, okay? And I sort them by color. So if it comes from a red flower, I put it in the red jar. And so on, a yellow flower, the pollen goes in a different jar. And that's where the magic comes from, that pollen. And I sprinkle a little of that red pollen on Rudolph's nose, and it lights right up.
Wow, I never knew that.
That's really interesting.
Santa, I've seen a bunch of pictures of you on like Hawaiian shirts, of you like wearing shorts with a surfboard looking all cool. Well, is that real? Do you actually like to surf? I got to know. I've always wondered that.
Well, the only problem with surfing up about where I am is the water is really cold. It's freezing up here, you know. So maybe Mrs. Claus and I could take a little trip to Hawaii or something and maybe try some surfing over there. But, oh, I wear shorts and I've got those Hawaiian shirts and I wear them in the summertime. But the water's too cold up here for surfing.
Hey, Santa. I was wondering what your favorite Christmas movie is.
I you know, the problem that I have is that I'm busy this time of the year. So when those shows and those movies are playing, I don't get to watch them because I'm usually in the toy shop making the toys. So Mrs. Claus recorded a few of them for me to watch, and we usually watch them in January. But I like some of the old ones. I like Miracle on 34th Street and what's that, Vacation movie?
Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, that one. That's a fun one. Yeah, there's a few that are fun, but some of them I don't like. That Naughty Santa one, I didn't care for that at all.
I like Elf, Santa. Have you seen that one?
I have. I've seen bits of it because Mrs. Claus put it on, and then I had to go up and get the popcorn and melt the butter. And by the time I came back, you know, the movie was all the way into it. And then the elves had an issue, so I had to go deal with that. And then I came back, and the movie was almost over.
Santa, have you ever had to fire any of the elves?
Oh, no. We don't. It's like children. There's no bad children. Sometimes they do things that aren't perfect and they just need a little time out and maybe a little talking to, but we can get everybody squared away pretty good up here at the North Pole. I'm pretty good at keeping everybody in line, and Mrs. Claus is good at keeping me in line.
Where do you get your reindeer from?
Well, the reindeer? We have a big barn. And we have acres and acres and acres, and they all kind of roam around, and there's thousands of them. So what I do every year is I kind of run them through, and we take out a few of them to help us around the North Pole, and the rest of them are just out in the wild. And we bring a few up here, and they keep the grass down in the summer, and the reindeer, my reindeer, the half of the team, like to play with the other reindeer. So they need some friends around, you see. So we bring them down here so they can socialize with my reindeer. Do you know my reindeer names? There's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and the most famous reindeer, you all know, who it? Who? The one with the red nose. Do you guys know?
Rudolph, right?
That's right, yeah. Rudolph. He's the most famous reindeer. Oh, and that's a whole nother story right there.
Okay, if Rudolph's the most famous reindeer, who's the nicest reindeer, Santa? Mm.
Oh, probably Prancer. Prancer is one of my lead reindeer, and he's really, really strong, but he has a very, very kind heart. And he looks intimidating, but really deep down, he's a softy. Don't tell him I told you that, okay?
Okay.
Santa, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
Your elves are so good.
Your elves are so good.
She was saying your elves are so good.
I thought that was the lead up to the question. My elves are very good, you know, and they work very, very hard. And so after the holidays, I give them a lot of time off so they can rest. And because, boy, we work really hard up here at the North Pole to make all your presents and get everything ready. Boy, there's a lot to do. But my elves are wonderful. I tell you, it's like a big family up here. We all get along and we all do things together. And it all works out very well.
Santa, how tall is your Christmas tree? And do you prefer a star or an angel on top?
Oh, well, Mrs. Claus is in charge of all of that. I learned long ago not to interfere with that part of the decorating. I made a mistake once. I'll never make that mistake again. And our tree isn't very big. It goes up, I think it's probably about, maybe 7 feet. It's not too big. But Mrs. Claus does a wonderful job decorating. And she usually has me put up the top ornament. But, you know, we change it up from year to year. So it's not always the same. We change it up a little bit. And I usually try to get up there on the ladder, and the elves hold the ladder still so I don't fall off. And I get the top part done. But other than that, boy, Mrs. Claus kind of really doesn't want me in the way when she's decorating.
Santa, what's your favorite dish that Miss Claus makes?
Oh, I think it's got to be hands down macaroni and cheese. Do you guys like macaroni and cheese?
Yes!
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's our favorite, too. We love that.
Again, do you ever put some jalapenos in there? Oh, that's good.
We're talking to the Santa Claus on the Stereo app, our live episode of Wind Down with Jana and Mike. Santa, before you go on your long trip on Christmas Eve, right, in the Christmas morning, what's your, like, pre-game ritual? What do you do to get you really motivated and pumped up to go deliver all the presents?
Oh, well, we do a little, you know how they do in football, they kind of all huddle around, everybody kind of huddle around. Well, we do something similar like that. You know, it's a team effort up here, and it's like anything else, you know, we're all a team. Not with the success of Christmas is just not resting on one individual. I just do the very small part of it all. The rest of the team is the one that really pulls the weight. And they're the important ones. You know, they're kind of behind the scenes doing the hard work. And so we all pitch in when there's something to do. It's like a family unit, you know. Everybody's got to pitch in order to make the family run properly. The kids have to pitch in and help clean up. And we all pitch in and do our part. And then everything runs smoothly. But, listen, kids, if you don't pull your weight, you know, then mom and dad have more to do, and it just kind of falls apart. So we all need to be good and kind of help out. That's the thing, in the spirit of togetherness.
Santa, I just Instagrammed us having this conversation with you on the Stereo app. So I'm curious, do you have an Instagram?
Oh, I do. But, you know, somebody else handles all that stuff for me. And my problem is, they keep changing things on me, and I don't know how to operate everything. I need one of you kids to help me out, okay? I don't know which buttons to push, and then I push one button, and I don't know what happened, and I don't know how to get back, and I just not real good at all that stuff, so I really need some help. Maybe you guys could help me out on some of that stuff, okay?
I can absolutely help you out, Santa Claus. You have 130,000 followers, so I'm gonna get you some more followers, Santa.
Oh, wonderful! Maybe some of those kids can help me out. Those kids can figure this stuff out pretty quick.
Jolie, do you have a question for Santa on the Stereo app?
You know Waffle and Chance.
Waffles and Chance are our dogs. She wanted you to know that.
Oh, how are they being? Are they on the nice list this year?
Yes.
They've been pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Santa, how do you deal with when you come down the chimney? How do you deal with the dogs and any other pets that that you may encounter when you come to bring the gifts?
Oh, well, I found out a secret. You know what? You keep a whole pocket full of those little dog treats. Oh, those work pretty good. You know, those work really well. And the dogs, they all know me now. You see, I've been doing it for so long that they all know who I am. So, and they know me. When I come down that chimney, I usually have a treat for them. And they can't wait. And they're sitting there patiently waiting for me.
I love it. Oh, this is so cool that we're getting to talk to Santa on the Stereo app. Jolie, isn't this so much fun? Santa, we have two more questions. I mean, we'll probably have more, but here's two that are for you.
Santa, do you have to trim your beard or cut your hair very often?
Oh, just like anybody else. I don't really trim the beard too much. Oh, not the haircut. Yes. Yes. I do have to get a haircut, and Mrs. Claus comes in and she got a big apron and she puts it around me, and those scissors scare me though. Let me tell you, she come at you with those scissors. Oh boy. She almost cut my ear one time, but the beard pretty much stays the way it is.
How does Santa get into houses without chimneys in Florida?
Oh, in Florida? Well, we talked about this a little earlier, and I have a magic key. And that magic key works on Christmas Eve. And see, a lot of the kids, they don't have fireplaces. So I have to get the presents in somehow. Or sometimes the present's too big to make it like a bicycle or something if you've been really good. You know, I can't take that down the chimney, so I got to use my magic key to unlock the door, and that key will unlock any door. And I have to quietly bring the gifts in and put them around the tree before anybody wakes up.
Santa, I know you can't give every kid every single thing they ask for. So how do you feel about that, like that you're not able to give every present?
Oh, well, yes, I couldn't give every present, but I can tell you what. Santa is really good at bringing one thing for the kids for Christmas. What do you suppose that is?
What is that?
I'm really good at giving surprises. Sure.
Santa, we want to talk about the Santa the experience. Okay, we want everyone to know about that. So can you tell us some about that?
Oh, let me tell you, Santa the Experience, you go to santatheexperience.com and book your sleigh ride. And I will guarantee that the kids will have the most marvelous time. You book your sleigh ride at santatheexperience.com and you get to ride my sleigh up to the North Pole, and you get to go way up into the clouds. And you land down in the barn, and then you're greeted by my elves. And they're going to give you a beautiful tour of the North Pole. You'll get to see the reindeer, and you'll get to see my mail room and the elves' room. And you'll get to see what Mrs. Claus is up to. And then it's all followed up by a live chat with me. The kids will get to talk to me directly and ask me questions. And we'll find out if they're on the naughty or nice list. And we'll have a wonderful time. The kids will absolutely love it. And I really do think that this is going to become a family tradition from here on out. It is a wonderful experience. So you need to book your sleigh ride departure today at santatheexperience.com. It's important. Your kids will love it.
Well, Santa, it's so crazy because before I knew that we were recording this on Stereo app, I had seen on my friend's page, santatheexperience.com. And so I went on there. And I actually made an appointment for the two kiddos, and I'm so excited that they're going to be able to, you know, talk to you. And I just think it's so cool. So I appreciate you, Santa, for, you know, coming into the times of 2020 and, you know, in becoming an influencer in your own right with being able to get out there and mold with the times.
Oh, sure. We all have to do that. You know, this whole thing threw us all for a loop. And so we're all making do and doing the best part. And I really, really do think the kids need a really fun activity to do this, and safety. Do it safely from your own home. And the best part is, you know, the aunts and uncles or grandma and grandpa can join from anywhere in the world. We can all join the call. And the wonderful thing about it is you get a nice video of the entire experience to save forever and ever. It's a wonderful experience.
Santa, is there an age limit? Or I know, you know, our kids are going to do it, but could I do one for myself too?
Sure, anybody can do it. You're never too old for visiting Santa.
I agree. Honey, what about you?
We're gonna make sure that you're on the nice list, okay? And if you're not, you might get some coal for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know if my husband's made the nice list or not, but
well, listen, I tell you what, you call me up at SantaExperience.com, book your sleigh ride, and I will tell you whether he's on the nice list.
Well, that's good. I just think it's so cool because, I mean, the experience, I mean, like you said, it's unforgettable live family virtual winter wonderland, especially in 2020. The fact that, you know, a lot of the times of going to the mall and seeing your helper Santas, the fact that we get to see the real Santa, like, that's so cool.
Oh, it's wonderful. We'll have a great visit. You come and book your sleigh ride. We're going to have a fun time, and that's what it's all about. The kids need a fun distraction from all the craziness, and this provides that in spades.
Hey, Mike, what do you want for Christmas? Because I'm not sure what Santa's going to bring you, but what do you want? And maybe I'll bring it to you or Santa.
Man, you know, I wear so many socks, so I could use some new socks. And, you know, anything golf-related, you know, I like, honey.
Golf-related?
Yeah, what about you?
Santa, do you guys make any golf clubs up there in the North Pole?
Oh, we make just about everything up here.
What's the hardest thing for you to make, gift-wise?
Oh, electronics.
Yeah.
All Santa. The kids want electronics. All the kids want electronics. And, you know, that's the thing, though. You know, I have to ask them, well, what kind of toys do you like? We specialize in toys. And I think the hottest toys this year are probably Legos and all the kids. I think they want PlayStation 5 and they like Play-Doh and all kinds of toys.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, Santa. I like the thing that it goes, you what's that thing called? The little
Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box.
Oh, okay.
I like a Jack in the Box. Is that what you like? Yeah, that way I can trick my kids, you know?
Pop goes the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel.
Oh, Julie, that's right.
Do you have any last minute things to say to Santa before we get off the stereo app? Do you want to just say thank you?
Thank you.
Oh, now listen, all you kids, I want you to be good this year, okay? And more importantly, be kind to one another. We all need a little more kindness and love, okay?
Yes, we all need a little bit more love, don't we, Jolie Ray?
That's right. Well, you guys be sure to come up to SantaTheExperience.com and visit with me, okay? I really like to see all the kids.
Uh-oh, Santa, we've got a little sad girl right now. She's starting to cry.
Oh, no.
What do you say to kids that cry?
Oh, you watch out.
Better not pout.
You better not cry, I'm telling you
why Santa Claus is coming to town.
Baby Santa's hearing you cry.
Julie,
it's okay to be sad.
It's okay to be sad. Say, I love you, Santa.
Are you tired,
Santa,
baby?
I love you too.
And you know what, Julie? We're going to book. Do you want a video chat with Santa? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We're going to go on the SantaTheExperience.com between now and December 24th, and you're going to be able to see Santa Claus.
And how long are those visits, Santa?
Oh, well, it's wonderful. You know, I don't time all the visits, but you're going to have a good chat, and we're going to find out if everybody's on the naughty and nice list, and chat with me, and I get to find out what kind of toys the kids want for Christmas, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Santa, we just cannot thank you enough from the, you know, Wind Down crew, Jana and Mike here, and our daughter Jolie. We can't thank you enough for coming on the stereo app and just chatting with us and answering questions from kiddos out there, because you know, I think in this day and age, we all just need to believe. And the fact that you're doing what you're doing on SantaTheExperience.com and here on the Stereo app, we just really appreciate it, Santa.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you having me. And, you know, again, it's been a difficult year and we all need a little cheering up and we all need a lot of fun. And that's Absolutely. What it's all about, spreading the Christmas cheer. And the kids, like I said, they need it more than any of us, okay?
Thank you, Santa. And,
we love you. Okay. Can you give us one last ho-ho-ho?
Ho-ho-ho! All right, bye, Santa.
Oh, you all take care. Come on, visit me.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.